Okay, here we are. Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, just out of the Trump trial. Long day, including motions at 4 o'clock, but I'll get to that. Stormy Daniels on the stand under cross-examination by Susan Nicholas. She really got into it. She really got into the incident itself, asking her whether she changed her story, whether she was making things up, that in an earlier 2011 interview with In Touch magazine, she said that she had had dinner, and then in later stories, she said she hadn't had dinner. She went around and around, and honestly, by the end of the day, because you can find the whole thread, the whole blow-by-blow on Inner City Press on Twitter and Threads, and soon you'll find it over the weekend in a booklet form. But it was quite something. But then after that, they got to have some more custodial witnesses, including, Madeline Westerhut, who was a RNC staffer and then became right outside the Oval Office, and she was later fired for speaking at what she said was an off-the-record event, I guess apparently drinking, according to press accounts, and talking about the Trump children. She was fired. She felt terrible. She actually cried on the stand, that just as Hope Hicks did. And then Susan Nicholas did also that cross, but in a very different style than, obviously, Stormy Daniels. And she said, you know, did you think he was a good president? She did. But what's freshest in my mind is these motions. Judge Merchan let the jury go at 4 o'clock to hear motions. The first motion was going to be to preclude Karen McDougal, but then Todd Blanche said, no, new fact, Karen McDougal will not be called as a witness. So the trial is moving along. It's moving along. Here's a siren. I'll try to finish this up briefly. It's a very policed area down here. The motion for a mistrial was renewed in great detail by Todd Blanche, talking about the prejudicial, I call it noise pollution, but it is what it is, the prejudicial impact of allowing Stormy Daniels to talk about the incident and feeling the room swirl around her. But Judge Merchan basically blamed the defense. He said, in the first instance, you opened it up to this in the opening statement by challenging that the sex took place rather than challenging the business records. And he specifically criticized Susan Nicholas for not having objected more. He said, I sua sponte, meaning for myself, objected to the detail about the condom, but where were you? Why weren't you objecting? Now, a cynic might say, in order to set up an appeal, a la Harvey Weinstein, but I could see why you don't want the jury to see you objecting and losing all the time, although they wouldn't have been losing in that one. I don't know what to say, except Judge Merchan then said, sit down, Mr. Blanche, and let me rule. I am denying your motion. See you tomorrow. So that's what we'll do. We'll see you tomorrow. There have been a number of other developments today. Trevor Bickford, a guy who attacked with a machete three NYPD police officers in Times Square, was given 27-year sentence, endless sentences. It's another project that we work on. What else can we say? There were other things. Oh, Juan Orlando Hernandez from Honduras, former president, narco drama, that's a book on Inner City Press. He had his motion for a new trial denied. I could go on and on, but I'm going to leave it there. The Trump trial continues, and we with it. InnerCityPress.com.